Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, welcome back on the soccer show for the Yellow Jackets. The Yellow Jackets back home for a homestand and off to a good start for the year and at home. We'll be back with the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Dan McNally. You're listening to the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Back on the Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, our thanks to Denny Menholtz, Farmers, and First Interstate Bank. Coach Dan, things are off to a good start. You're underway. Your best offensive player playing well, and you got a home win, and things are looking up. And I guess how important was it to get off so much pressure on you? We've talked about it all year, to get off to this good start.
Oh, it's been great. I'm really proud of the guys and everyone involved with our team, because we did have expectations for the first time this year going into the season. And we had quite a difficult pre-season for one reason or another, and we've really stepped up to the plate, especially this weekend. We've got two huge home wins. Both games were regional wins, and we've played really, really well, so the guys have really done a good job so far.
We've talked about it. You know, you can play well at home. You've got some great strength at home. You've got great offensive weapons, but how is important now onto the field with Sam and the team getting off to a good start?
It's great, because when you start winning games early in the season, it just breeds confidence throughout the team. And what tends to happen in the soccer college season is everyone starts off confident at first, but as the season progresses, teams lose games and they lose confidence, and hopefully you're one of the teams that wins, and by the midpoint to later in the year, you're just full of confidence. You can't wait for the games, and hopefully that's going to be us this year.
Sam Charles, a hat trick already this year, not unusual, but according to the clippings and stuff, you were even impressed with one of the goals. Talk about that, and what impressed you about the open field attack from Sam?
It was an amazing goal. His third goal yesterday against University of Mary was one of the best college goals I've seen, and I've been involved in college soccer as a player and as an assistant coach and now as a head coach now for 12 years, and I'd say it's in the top three goals I've ever seen in college soccer. It was a brilliant goal, and Sam's got the ability to do that. You know, every team is worried about him, and I've noticed every team's trying to stop him, but right now he can't be stopped.
And, well, speaking of being stopped, what about early on in the season? Where do you guys need to improve?
We got to improve in all areas, I think. I mean, we're doing a good job. We're playing well and winning games, but I think we can improve in our goalkeeping. Our goalkeeper's distribution needs to improve. I think as our back four, their distribution can improve, and they're improving every week in terms of their team defending. In midfield, we have to improve our passing. It's a constant theme of my teams, that we have to pass the ball well, and that starts in midfield, and that's got to get better. And up top, Sam's playing well, but you know, the area that I want him to focus on as well, he's bringing other people into the game. Right now, sometimes he holds on to the ball a little bit too long, and I want him to start bringing other people into the play as well.
And how tough is that for him in making the adjustment? I did see, I think it was more in the Mesa State game, where he did have a couple of assists and in distributions and getting the ball around to the others.
Yeah, well, that's how I think we need to help Sam, is make him a more well-rounded, all-round player. Right now, his individual attributes are there for everybody to see, but we've got to improve him as a team player, which he's working on really hard, and he's getting better all the time. And once he does that, he'll be a complete soccer player.
Okay, Coach, we'll come back. We've got a lot of home games coming up, and we'll get to those right away. You're listening to the Montana State University Billings Soccer Show.
No, 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 no. Nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do. No, nobody. 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 Nobody.
For the best best deal on any new Chevy car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Denny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Welcome back on the Soccer Show. Our thanks to Sign Pro, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Ortho Montana corporate partners for Yellow Jacket Athletic. It's Dan McNally and the Soccer Show. And Coach, excited to get the school season underway and the soccer season off to a great start and continuing the homestand. Talk a little bit about Simon Fraser and Great Falls.
It's going to be a very tough weekend for us. Simon Fraser, we played them in 2007 and we lost 2-0 up at their place in Canada, and it was the hardest game of the year. Last year they were the best team we played, and I'm expecting them to be very, very good this year as well. Friday night is going to be one heck of a game. It's going to be a tough, tough challenge, but we're just going to get the guys ready to play and we'll work hard, and I think we're going to give them a very good game. Great Falls on Sunday will be a good challenge as well. Last year they were a first year program and they were just getting the program started, obviously, but now they've had basically 18 months to 2 years now to get the team organised, and I'm expecting a good game on Sunday as well. That's going to be a very tough game as well.
Back to Simon Fraser for a moment. How much experience do they have returning?
They have a lot of returning players. They're just a strong program. They're an NAIA program, but they're always in and around the top 25 of the NAIA national tournament, and they're a very, very strong team. They've got good experienced players, and it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Okay, Coach, we appreciate the visit.
Thank you very much.
Dan McNally and his team off to a 3-1 start. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets & Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets & Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
All right, everyone, it wraps on another soccer show. Don't forget, the homestand continues for the Yellow Jackets. Simon Fraser, Friday at the COT, 5 p.m. Get out there, get off work, blow off school, and get out and watch the soccer. And on Sunday, 3 p.m., on the weekend with Great Falls, so get out and watch some Yellow Jacket soccer and check out the new facilities at the COT. So until next time, Pat Boland for Dan McNally on the Soccer Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.